I cry, O rock of ages, I What? To continue on with our worship service in the way of prayer and preaching, and we welcome everybody that's come to worship with us today. We appreciate your presence and the effort that you have made to come out and be with us. It's a beautiful day, another day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad therein. We're glad that Sister Mabel is able to be with us today. She is living up in Eden now, I understand, and so she's missed the last couple of meetings, and of course last second Sunday we did not meet here on account of the ice, and so we're glad that she's able to be here with us today, and we're glad that Brother and Sister Johnson's got here. Yeah, that's right. We saved your seat. But we're, sometimes I refer to our little group as a feeble crew, but if the Lord meets with us, we're not feeble. And if he meets with us, there's more with us than there are against us. So that's the important part. And we also left a call to mind that the Lord said, "Fear not, little flock. It's a Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And I certainly believe that that fits the Old Baptist Church. And comparatively speaking, we are a little flock. And whether we are little or large, I'm convinced that the Lord has given us the kingdom. I was brought up in a different order altogether. Then after World War II, I joined another order of my own. I mean, different from what I was brought up in. And when I was a full 30 years old, I feel like the Lord did something for me and caused me to start searching and looking for his church, and I believe he led me to it, and until I persuaded otherwise, I'm going to stay right here. And we welcome all of you. Sister Mabel we mentioned, and we're glad Sister Mosley has had a knee replacement. And she's been having problems with that. She's got fluid in it and had to be drained, and she's limping a little bit today, so let's remember her in prayer. Sister Jane is having dizzy spells again. Seems like that's a recurring thing with her from time to time. We want to hope she can get over that. My wife has had the gout. And she's had a terrible time with it, and it's better now, but she's still favoring that foot some. Is any other sickness that we need to make mention of?
What Mike mentioned, Elder Wallace Smith,
yeah,
not doing so well. Yesterday and the day before, he was seemed to be a little bit better than he was a few days earlier, but he having trouble in that sense. Some days he does feel better than others, but it's a serious problem.
Has he had an operation yet on this?
Not.
Elder Wallace Smith, has cancer of the esophagus and also colon cancer. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Stomach cancer. Anyway, that's very serious business. That's what my sister passed away with, the cancer of the esophagus. And she was just 55 years old. And she waited so long before she went to the doctor that when she did, to the hospital, that when she did go, they had to put her on life support and they couldn't take her off to operate. As soon as they'd take her off, she'd die. So they never did operate. She lived about a month on like that. So that's bad business. We certainly pray for Brother Wally and hope that the Lord will be pleased to heal him and be with the doctors as they treat him. Brother Keith, you have a song?
231.
It's an opening hymn, and then as we go to the Lord in prayer, we covet an interest in your prayers, that the Lord will be with us and grant me the liberty of my calling, if I've got a calling, and that we might have a fruitful mind and look into his precious word, and we might be profited thereby, and he might be honored and exalted. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. We have a, yeah. Thank you. We need to do that first and usually read our cards and so forth. We have a letter here from the church. Brother Hilton needs to read.
Baptist Church. You are the passing of my precious sister and brother. You have been so kind and loving and have supported us with your very presence. We know and understand all cannot come and be present with us, but your prayers are valued far beyond our ability to measure. We appreciate all of your sacrifices and we are sure the Lord will richly bless you for your sacrifices were for Jesus Christ and his praise. We are so thankful to be drawn into a precious remnant saved by grace in this heaven, a church family with brothers and sisters of like faith at Reedsville Primitive Baptist Church. We appreciate all you have done, and if you ever need us, call and we hope to be at your side in your time of need. We hope you will keep us in your prayers, and we will keep you in our prayers forevermore in Christ Jesus. With love, Jubilee Hill Members and Business of Jubilee Hill Primitive Baptist Church.
Sure. Sorry about Sister Massey, and we're going to miss her. Brother Pete Turrell, yeah. We miss Brother Pete. Brother. Bless the bread. shall find my peace, my all in all. Thou art the bread of life, O Lord, to me. Thy holy word, the truth that saveth me. With us, we'll stand rather than kneel, that order you might, I might be heard. My voice is low. Our most kind and merciful Heavenly Father, it's again that we bow in thy presence with hearts of thanksgiving to thank thee, O Lord, for thy many mercies and blessings. We realize, our Heavenly Father, that we're not worthy of thy blessings, for we have no righteousness of our own. And yet, our Father, if not deceived in our hearts, we have received this blessed hope that the righteousness that now is come when thou became incarnated in flesh and dwelled here and tabernacled among us, did wrought out for us a cloak of righteousness in the sinless life that thou didst live here. And then when our sins were laid upon thee, thou bore them to the cross, that they might not be remembered or charged against us anymore. And O Lord, who art our righteousness, we humbly bow in thanksgiving to thee. We want to thank thee and thy Father and our Father for sending thee into the earth, and thee for a willingness to come and to carry out the Father's will, that thou might purchase those which the Father had given thee, and yet we had sinned and been lost from thee, in that God cannot look upon sin to condone it. And so we are thankful, our Father, for thy mercy and grace and the pity that thou hast bestowed upon us. And not only that, but thou hast abounded towards us in so many other ways. Thou hast given us the church and the inspired Word of God, and sent back the Holy Spirit to bear witness to thy truth in our hearts, and to dwell in us and to be with us here in this low ground of sin and sorrow. Lord, we thank you for the church here at Reedsville, and for each heart that's here today, and each household that's represented. Lord, we pray that thou would bless us together in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, to render unto thee praise, honor, and thanksgiving for thy tender mercies and loving kindnesses. We thank thee, dear Lord, for the peace that we enjoy in our hearts. We thank thee, dear Lord, for the peace we have in this country, even though our enemies, we are fighting them on foreign soil. And Lord, we pray that thou would give us the victory over them, that we might continue to live in peace here, if not abroad, and that they might be defeated on foreign soil and not reach our homeland. We pray for the sons and daughters that are fighting in uniform for our liberties and freedom. Lord, we pray that I would be with them and grant them the victory, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the sick, the afflicted, the aged, the infirm, for each and every one that's asked an interest in our prayers and the prayers of this church. We pray that Thou would be with them, encourage them, O Lord, that they might know and receive the assurance from the Holy Spirit that Thou art our God and will not leave nor forsake us. We pray for our rulers and our leaders and all that Thou has commanded us to pray for. And we ask this blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I was settled on the second and parts of the third chapter of Titus. Book of Titus. This is a young preacher that the Apostle Paul was writing to. We have Timothy and Titus and Philemon. I don't guess Philemon was a preacher, but he was a servant. And wonderful instructions in here for a preacher as well as for everyone that's interested in the Lord and His doctrine and how to live in this world. But there's also some deep doctrine in this epistle as well as with all of the epistles that the Apostle Paul writes. The Apostle Paul, his pattern of writing was that most of his writings would be divided between doctrine and then practical godliness and instructions on how to live with one another and how to live in the world and how to render service to authorities and things of that nature. But he always gives us the doctrine first. That's the foundation, because that stabilizes us and enables us to realize that the Lord is our strength. He is our help in time of need. And He is always the foundation of the Lord's people in all of their trials and tribulations and travels here in the world. And that's why He gave us faith, that we might see beyond the veil of this visible world and see spiritual things and embrace them and claim them for our very own. So he says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And I'll stop right there for the time being. But he says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And of course, those that believe in free will, they love to seize a scripture like that and say that the all men there embraces all humanity. But when he began the second chapter, he says, but speak thou the things which becometh sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, charity, and patience, and the aged women likewise. And he goes on and teach about the aged men, the aged women, their husbands and wives, young men and women, and he's got different groups of people that he's embraced here. And so the all people here, the all that they have appeared to all men, is embracing all the different groups that he's covered. And he's not talking about all humanity, but he's talking about the people that he has addressed from when he began writing this epistle in the first chapter and in the second chapter. So he says, let all men, all men in the scriptures many times is a generic term, which means like mankind. It embraces women and men and children and the young and the old and everybody. And sometimes when it just says men, it's used in the sense of mankind, and being a generic term. So the he says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And so, based upon what he says in the next verse, he's telling us that that the Holy Ghost teaches us. The Lord Jesus, when he was here, taught us. His apostles taught us that we are to be a peculiar people, a separate people from the world. And saying that seeing that we have been regenerated, that's down here a little further, we are a new creature in Christ. And the Apostle John says that this new man cannot sin. And that's a very bold statement for people that can't do anything but sin, when the scriptures teach us that he that's in the flesh cannot please God. And that Paul said, I know that in me, that is within my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Well, then it sounds astonishing for another apostle to say that we cannot sin. But what he's talking about is that new man that's born of God. He says it cannot sin because it's born of God. And so then the new birth, the Lord Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So then if you have faith in Christ, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you're convinced that he became incarnate and lived and died for you, that his life was a vicarious life. That's what faith is. It believes that the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the scriptures, God has only made two men, the first Adam and the second Adam. The first Adam was of the earth earthy, and the second Adam was the Lord from heaven. And so we are all descendants of the first Adam in the flesh. And as we've just quoted, that flesh became corrupt when Adam sinned. And so then we in the flesh cannot please God because we are tainted with sin. That doesn't mean that we can't be kind and love our spouse and be good to our children and have acts of kindness. It just means that regardless of what we do, it's all tainted with sin because we are sinners. And much to my surprise, when I first began to go to church and read the scriptures, I was surprised to find out that I didn't sin to become a sinner, but I sinned because I was a sinner. And that's a big difference. You don't come into this world like some people teach, innocent, until you're about 12 years old or somewhere along in there. You know, the people teach that all the time, that children are innocent until they're about 12 years old, until they become in the age of accountability. And they say that for some it's about 12. It might be a little earlier, a little later for some of the others. And then after that you become accountable. But David said that he was conceived in sin and came forth from the womb speaking lies. And the psalmist said that he was, there was no good thing in him from the top.